How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People. Thank you for joining me. Today, the idea or the quote that I want to share is that anyone who can rightly enjoy his or her own company can enjoy the company of others. So this little quote also just highlights how in society now, most of us are so conditioned for just constant movement. We're always just occupying ourselves with something. Most of us can't just sit still. What does sit still mean? It means just to learn to be in the background of silence, which is silence equates to just pure consciousness, pure awareness. But our minds are just so conditioned to just jump from thought to thought to thought that most of us never really get really acquainted what it means to just sit still and be in silence. And it's so foreign to us that most of us will then just seek out entertainment. That's why entertainment is the biggest thing in the world. It just occupies our time because we don't know how to just be with ourselves. So what do? We just turn on the TV. And that's one of the things that most people come to find whenever they start to learn to be silent, learn to be quiet inwardly, is they come to see the undercurrent of all the compulsive tendencies that just want to keep moving, just constant movement. Our mind is just movement. That's what the mind is just movement. But if you really don't know how to be in silence, then you will just be constantly in this movement, which is why people are so tired, so anxious, and just desire for a sense of peace because of this constant movement. And if you can never learn to really just be with your own silence, then you will really never be able to enjoy being with others. It will just be another form of entertainment. But when you learn to just be with your own silence, with your own presence, without running away into some trivial entertainment, then you can enjoy all the things of the world. And it's not going to be an escape. That's the whole thing right now, is that entertainment is just an escape. Because we don't know where to turn to, you know, because of this constant compulsion for movement. But that's the whole part of the self-development or spiritual journey, is learning to understand this movement and learning to be more the background of awareness, which is resting in silence. The more you rest in silence, the more you'll start disidentifying from this movement. Because if you just try to control the mind with the mind, it is almost an impossible task, as people know. But if you just start resting in awareness, in silence more and more, then you'll slowly, by and by, develop a knack for it, and you'll start to really understand what it means to rest in silence. And your awareness, your pure awareness, or silence, whatever you want to call it, being unlimited, it's not limited by any form. It is the source of your fulfillment. When you can just be in that space, then you can be anywhere, and it won't be an escape. So that's the message for today, guys. Just learn to slowly rest in that silence without giving in to the mind's compulsions to just seek entertainment for just the sake of keeping the movement going. Because if you just observe people, like say on a subway or on a bus, you see that hardly anybody knows how to just sit there and be still. You know, that's why a lot of Zen practices are just learning how to just sit. Because everybody doesn't know how to be in silence. Their mind starts freaking out, because that's the whole thing, is that what you call your mind, what you call your ego, this conceptual amalgamation of thoughts that you have created a story out of, it needs movement to survive, which means it needs you to be identified to this movement to keep it going. Because when you are just in silence and no thinking, it means that it dissolves. So that's why it's so hard for many people, because they can sense that their ego is dying, and their ego will do anything to keep itself going, which means that it will force you to find some entertainment for itself. Alright guys, that's it for today. I hope you guys are doing great. I'm doing great. I'm about to hit the gym, get my workout on. So wherever you are in the world, I hope you guys are doing good. Take care. Peace.